information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want
to
go out?
Hi, hi, hello, and hey, hey, welcome to this week's Criticast. The name is Larry, and yet another week. Ah, oh, this one was as action-packed. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. This was as action-packed as a strip club, you know. It just had all the stuff that was happening. I'm going to talk about, first the news that happened this week. And I'm going to talk about the Cecil the Lion situation, and I'm going to end it with dating outside of your league. I'm just going to have a quick number of words in that and see what happens. First of all, the first big story this week was, the court. The Supreme Court came up with another special ruling, which just says employees were not longer entitled to benefits. Yeah, so you know the benefits they get, the allowances and so forth. There was a case in which the NRZ say that it really was only obliged to pay basic salaries, and that's what it negotiated on. Allowances and so forth, not so much. Which kind of puts employees in yet another vulnerable situation. Yeah, look, I understand the economy is pretty messed up, okay? So that ruling on 17 July, in a normal economic environment, which says that we're just going to have 30 days, I mean, what you call it, 90 days notice, and then you have no job, you know, all that other stuff. In a normal environment, that's fine. I think the biggest panic for many people is not so much the ruling, but the fact that there are no jobs. So in other countries, you could get retrenched, but you could get another job by next week or by next month latest because you've got the qualifications. In this instance, the 9,000 odd people who have lost their jobs in the last 2-3 weeks since the 17th of July, well, what are their options? I think that's just the scary part. They just don't have any options, and they're just going to walk out in the world, and yeah, it's going to be so weird. In other news, sticking with that, the government will retrench workers. So, you know, the cynical person in me sometimes, I think maybe did the government come up with this ruling so that it'd be cheaper for them to get rid of workers? According to the Minister of Finance, Patrick Chinamasa, the budget right now is being gobbled by, and as far as salaries are concerned, it's being 83% of it is being gobbled by salaries. Which is kind of untenable, and let's bring it down to 40%. Whether that means that they will make more money and then bring it down, or, you know, they want to manage their wage bill. Let me not sanitize that. They want to manage their wage bill, and the way to do that is probably going to have to retrench, and they want to bring it down to 40%. So that's like 50% of the workforce could be gone. Sad news coming out of the UK, a nurse by the name of Miriam Nyazema was killed by a man by the name of Josfat Mtekeza, apparently, according to reports from Rochdale. He had been dumped. That's the story that's doing the rounds. Not corroborated, but that's what the story that's going around. He apparently stabbed her to death. And it was sad. It happened on the 28th of July, and he's been charged. Also happening, there was a fire in Glenview 8, in which there's a house, the home industries complex is there, where people lost their wares and that sort of thing, which is kind of sad. It seems it's like just one thing after the next. And, you know, the home industries section of the economy is like fundamental right now, because so many people are able to get furnitures that they can't get in upmarket shops in town, or just the basic shops in town, because those home industries are able to put things together and at reasonable cost. So pretty sad. And also for those people, and I'm sitting here, I will bet my bottom dollar that most of those people are not insured. Because the insurance companies in this country don't really have great insurance packages. Yeah, that's a fact. So many people are uninsured because the packages that are there are predicated on a system of economics that was there in the 90s, which essentially means that, you know, hey, those who can't afford. And then also happening this past week, there'll be no Big Brother Africa this year. Yeah, apparently this is going to take a break. Not sure how much I care about it, but, you know, I know there are people who are fans out there that are crying and that sort of thing. Then finally, in news this week, Lupita Nyong'o is going to act in a play by Danai Gurira. The play is called Eclipsed, which for me is pretty awesome. And reading newspapers across the world, from the UK and so forth, they keep mentioning Danai Gurira as a Zimbabwean actress, which is pretty awesome. Because, you know, sometimes they'll be just like American actress and that sort of thing, because, you know, she's based in the US and stuff like that. But, yeah. And I had the pleasure of watching In the Continuum as well as The Convert from Danai Gurira. And she's awesome. I'm pretty excited for her. And every time there's something that's happening in Zimbabwe, I'm pretty excited. Another news, Tonga Ichirisa is in town. So, yeah, Zimbabwe making some moves. Yeah. Okay, so on the other side, I'm going to talk about Cecil the Lion. It's Larry, you're listening to the Criticast, and thank you very much for joining me this week. So now, this past week, a lion was, well, it actually happened on 1 July, but the news came out this week that a man from the United States, a dentist by the name of Walter Palmer, came to Zimbabwe and paid these two hunters, one of them Theo Bronkhorst, who's, he comes from Bushman's Rock. Yeah, there's somewhere near on your way to Marondera. Apparently he paid them $50,000 to hunt a lion. And the lion that got shot happened to be the most famous lion out of Zimbabwe, this lion by the name of Cecil. Now, this has garnered up international condemnation news, and you got people going online and saying this guy must be hung for killing a lion and all that other stuff and all that other stuff. No, first of all, I think people have a right to be outraged. They have a feeling, they have a right to be angry and that sort of thing. And, you know, whatever way they need to express themselves. Now, at the same time, people are allowed to not care. And I'm one of those people who cares more about the fact that somebody could come in and pay $50,000 to hunt a lion, and apparently on that farm, there was no license to hunt lions. So whether it was Cecil the lion or was going to get killed or whatever it is, but there was no license to hunt lions on that farm. So it's watery, it's corruption. That's the thing that I am mostly worried about. I worry less about the lion because, you know, when people get eaten by lions, you don't get this huge outrage like, oh my God. Are we getting angry at the government to say, why are they not protecting human beings who are being eaten by lions every other day in Zimbabwe? Now, maybe not literally every day, but there are loads of reports of people getting eaten by lions. And when you even look at reports of people getting eaten by lions, it's almost some sort of ridicule. You know, it's written in that stylish H Metro trash kind of language in which it kind of ridicules the victims, you know? And I just think beyond that, the narrative around this whole thing it's turned into such a huge story that you're like, but how come we don't give this much emphasis to the killing of black people on the streets of America by American cops? Why isn't anyone calling for those people to be hung? Trayvon Martin was shot in the back while walking home, and these same people who are making a huge outcry and saying, oh my God, let's get this person who killed a lion, let's get that person killed. Why are they not also in the same vein expressing the same outrage when it comes to black human beings? That's my biggest question. You know what I mean? And you know, in all fairness, doing a quick survey around, so not many people knew that there was a lion by the name of Cecil. I mean, look, to be honest, I'm concerned, slightly concerned, about the fact that we've got one less lion in Zimbabwe. Wildlife is not something that I particularly personally care about, but at the same time, I don't think people should just go around killing these things. Because, you know, if we all go around killing these things, my kids are never going to see any lions. It's going to be weird. Lions will be like dinosaurs, something that may or may not have existed at some point if we just go on killing them. But at the same time, I'm just talking about the reaction. It's such a big international reaction over the killing of one lion. And, you know, I don't know. Some people call them first world problems. Really, because in Zimbabwe, many people were like, okay, look, I just got fired the other day. I'm one of those 9,000 people, and you want me to care about a lion? Or try going to Chivi somewhere or Gwabaland or whatever it is and say that people are mourning a lion. You know, I think people got bigger problems in Zimbabwe. And that's the other thing. You've heard people say, how come Zimbabweans don't care about this lion? I think there's... Yeah, I don't know. But that having been said, look, if you want to spend your time sobbing and all that other stuff over the death of a lion, that's up to you. I'm just like, yeah, whatever. That's your prerogative. Yeah, you deal with it. Do whatever. Oh, and then welcome to the third and final segment of the Criticast, in which I talk about relationships and that sort of thing. And the thing I'm going to talk about this week is dating outside your class. Now, I was having a chat with the fellas, shout out to you guys. And this week they were like, oh, there's some girls that I just accept in life that it's like she's a level up and I just can't imagine me dating that sort of person. Now, it could be because of financial reasons or social class. So she's married. She comes from a certain family. Sometimes it's just a family surname. Sometimes guys feel like this girl is just too hot for me and her expectations in life are very different from mine. Then I said, but, you know, I'm going to think about how you can actually work things out. Like, you know, can you actually have a relationship? But first, I have to talk about the problems. The first problem, of course, that's going to be in this relationship is understanding nuances. Like, you know, you just come from different class systems. There are different ways of doing certain things. So sometimes, you know, a couple could be in a relationship and one, because they come from a certain class, they're taught to speak their mind. And in others, they're taught to skirt around the issues. Now, a typical Zimbabwean family is where you're not really supposed to get to the point. You skirt around the issues and all that other stuff, and you don't really say what's on your mind. And then the other, and with other people, because if you're dating somebody for whom money just fixes everything, so you don't understand. You know, it might make it difficult to do things together because you don't understand how they don't take money that seriously, because money is important to you. And if you then also have this mindset, now there becomes a power imbalance. And therefore, you know, you start thinking, one, maybe you're dating a woman who makes more money than you and she pays for certain things. And you're thinking, oh, my God, this is horrible. This is just embarrassing. I'm not a man or whatever it is. And then, of course, there's the other side where critical outsiders. They say, oh, how is it that she is dating that guy? You know, I remember watching an episode of Sex and the City. Yes, I'm going to mention that. Remember that episode when Miranda first started dating Steve? And she was a successful lawyer. She's not picking up the check or splurging for a new suit or whatever. So that, you know, Steve could fit into her lifestyle. But she thought she was being kind. But this guy was getting his feelings hurt by her generosity. So he thought his manhood was disappearing. So, you know, but having said all that, it's not an absolute deal breaker. There's certain things that can help relationships to get on equal ground. Because remember, relationships are not about the physical thing. Well, I mean, about the money and so forth. It's about the emotional connection. So Alden has three tips. And this is Alden from yourtango.com. Says, the first thing, try to stick to dates that both partners can actually afford most of the time. So that way you go there. Don't be taking her to my when she'd rather really, because she wants to chip in from time to time when she deserves a different type of place. So, you know, when you take her uptown and she deserves to be down, she'd rather go downtown. That's a completely different type of situation. So you don't do that, you know. Yeah, and also don't be too embarrassed to talk about whatever feelings. And this is the thing I'll talk about. It's communication. It's a tough situation and challenges are bound to come up. So talk about them. If something starts being uncomfortable, talk it out, because you're trying to get comfortable with each other. And finally, make sure that both people are contributing equally to the relationship, if not financially, then in other ways. So maybe she makes more money than you, but are you that supportive? And, you know, are you giving those aspects, those intangible aspects of the relationship? You know, are you able to do certain things that just that contribute towards a relationship being like, you know, like proper? Because the relationship, like I said, is not down to whatever class you come from. It's about the connection between two people. So are you doing what is necessary for that to happen? And for me, as I always say when I talk about relationship issues, it's always about communication. Be open, be honest, talk to each other, and try and be the people that want to make each other feel better. Yeah? Even in conflict, make each other feel better. The world is a nasty enough place, without you making the other person feel like shit. Okay, so that's it. And if you make the other person feel like shit, apologize very quickly, because you're learning each other. This is a process. Learn each other. You know, sometimes somebody's saying something and they don't think, like I said, in that situation. When Steve complained, Miranda would have had the opportunity to say, sorry, I didn't mean it to be that way, but I understand that this is what it means and I will do better. And there must be a concerted effort to do better. And that's what you call it. That's the issue right now. And with that, I say thank you very much for joining me on this week's Criticast. Please take care of yourself and the people that you love. Email me. It's info@larryquirirai.com. On Twitter, @Quirirai. Quirirai has got a Y-I at the end. And catch me on ZFM between 6:30 and 7 on the Movement powered, on the Switch powered by the Movement with my co-host, Kundai Shianiko. Other than that, take care of yourself and the people that you love. And the final thing I'll say to yourself, the difference between success and desire is being exposed to something. So the more you know, the more you want. So keep learning. The name is Larry. It's been a pleasure. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?